Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Voilà. On est un peu pas mal. Ça porte sur les vitesses.
Okay.
Good.
No, I don't think so.
No, it has to be.
Nice, yeah. And we have to adjust the length.
We will wait for
yeah.
A few minutes.
Yeah.
Yours is well.
Well, you can put anywhere you want, actually.
Yeah, but the mic should not.
It's not a directional mic anyway.
This? Oh, I will try to get my presentation running.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh. Press this.
No. Yes. Why?
Okay.
This is normal.
Okay.
But doesn't appear on the screen here. Oh.
Wow. Amazing. It's working.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, you can clip it on where. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it.
Yeah.
Good. So we will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get acquainted to each other. See what our roles are in this project. So we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to learn from each other's plans, as I can say. So we will also try to get acquainted to this tool. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the to actual project plan. You all know, I hope so. It's about the new remote control we are going to design. Then we will discuss how it should be and what our new project should look like. And Well, then after some 25 minutes, I hope we can end this meeting. So, basically this is about a new remote control. When you design a new product, you of course want it to be original. We want to be distinguished. Mm. People want to, when they look at the shelf, want to think, well, that's the product that I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles and like that. So the general outline of new project will be, we first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design, and the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get its definite shape. All right, but first we will do some tool training. In all in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So.
On the documents in the shelf folder.
Yes. Do we have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a shared folder with documents that can share.
Yes. Well, we will then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest
each of us.
Well, yes, we should try to draw on it, and then, well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording.
So
now they will record through that. There's a sensor that will just mainly record the strokes.
But for us, it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay.
I think I cannot go with the.
Doesn't it work? Maybe some. Maybe Anna. Maybe you can start. Then you can maybe find out. Get scored right. So why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard?
My favorite animal.
Oh, I see. So draw it. We will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer. You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer. set yet, by the way. No? Close though. Okay, it's like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah. It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat though.
What is this? Yeah? I think it's fine. I just don't want to cut it off. Man, this wire, no? We need a wireless microphone. You know? Especially we should next project we should take like that.
So that's the cat.
Sorry,
oh,
cat.
So
it's a dog?
Yes.
So good, that's also kind of
oh,
cat.
Oh, the dog doesn't have a tail?
It's
got
a tail then.
Both predators.
Sure, yeah. I thought so, the dogs have a tail.
No, thank you. Did you work out core?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I will go without the mic.
Okay.
It will still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
So, what characteristics? Dogs are always friendly and loyal
and fun. To
another scale. Horse?
It's a horse. Yes, it is.
This is why you're the designer and I'm marketing.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, definitely horse. Yes. Well, very good.
So, yes, with different colors.
So, suppose.
I think you can put that.
With different pen widths. Oh, but electronic whiteboard. Is it the electronic whiteboard?
Okay.
So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yeah. You can meet him in Africa, I think. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very rare blue zebras. Yes.
Voila.
Yeah.
I just want to get rid of my wireless.
You got lemon from here, probably.
No. I hope you have some space near the horse of Neil.
So where should I go?
Hmm.
You thought that you could make that?
That's a good dog.
Lily, what did you do? No.
A mouse?
Oh, no.
It looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat, you know, it's
okay.
And we should sum up its favorite characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics.
Yes, the mustache.
So.
That's definitely a cat.
Yeah.
And they like to sleep, that's why you said, you know, they are like this.
Oh, well. It is just taking a rest, you know.
It's quite, you know, relaxed situation.
Yeah, a quite relaxed way.
Yes.
It puts its leg up, and, you know.
They may be
a good
exercise
for it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe I should draw a rat, because you're putting the cat.
He has a small
leg.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. Oh,
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. So, I hope it gets up, huh?
Yes, it's certain. Some contribution to our project. So, let's see which animal has not been drawn yet. So you've all drawn land animals, so why not draw an animal from the water?
Okay, in the water.
That's a bit hard to guess.
Yeah. So, colors, maybe it could help.
Yeah.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish or
with
the
different
rat?
Different widths.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, it's a shark.
Oh, it's a shark. Yeah.
Oh, yes, why not? Good idea!
Oh, it's a baby shark, it looks to me. You know, it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the fish, you know?
No, a swordfish?
Why not?
You have some in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I've never seen one.
Yeah. I hope it still works.
So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
We should go for the next one.
Well,
the
this tool seemed to work.
Yeah.
Let's continue to the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When you are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So, when designing a project, I also look at you, Miles.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project.
Project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, profit aim. About 50 million euro, so we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at an international market, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also important for the whole is the product production cost has to be a maximal 12 euros
so
and 50 cents.
Half of the selling price, if I'm good in
yes,
mathematics.
Of course. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of
we
course.
Have to sell at least
you
4 million
to be paid.
we have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Oh, very good in mathematics.
Yes, indeed. So, well, I think when we're working on the international market, in principle, it has enough customers. So, when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So, that's about the finance. And now, just let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point, it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course it should have an on-off button.
Yeah, it should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yes, and it depends what application you're using it for. You might need
we're thinking television.
We are targeting the television set, so you need to record the channels.
You need to browse the channels in upward downward way.
Yes, that's very handy. I always miss it, and on some remote controls that you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm
marketing.
So you're in marketing, yeah. And you are in user interface design.
Yeah.
Just I wanted to be sure.
Sure.
I'm the industrial designer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well, actually.
I'm at two.
Okay.
And I'm not.
Matthew. Yeah. I think you know me, yeah? Yeah.
Just on your web page, but yeah. But
sure.
Face to face. So.
Are there some other very important things to specify in this first phase of the project? So, the browse function, as you
And you need the usual ones, right? The changing the volume, changing the channel, and then today we have teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which might come through that.
Yes.
Like so what? Like internet? On the
IPO. Or now we are looking for television things or IP. For example, personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things. It is
well, I think you two should I think this over, especially what functionality.
Of course, and first before designing the thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements. Then if they need internet, then we would be able to propose something with TV over IP. But before
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels. So we can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Keep in mind, it's a €25 unit. So the very fancy stuff, we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite well normal but good functioning user friendly remote control.
Oh, in that case you always hook up with someone who is providing that, and you sell that product as well as your product with them.
we want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So we need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then.
The main is.
Yes, but about the buttons, buttons that will be on it, I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would like to get this wrapped up and go to an end of this meeting.
Okay. So okay, we are already.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
And well, just for the next meeting, you will work on a design. Keep it general. I mean, so we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design, so.
Yeah, sure.
And when you think about requirements, does it need internet, or do we stay at basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and kind of communication.
Okay. Perfect.
So next meeting will be in 30 minutes. Yeah. Keep in mind.
this one.
Okay.